Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Welcome back to yet another Carefully Reckless episode with your girl, Jess Hilarious. Now listen, I barely got a damn voice. And as y'all can probably see from my Instagram, my social medias, I am live reporting to you from Cabo. Now listen, this is my first time being in Mexico. My cousin bought me for my birthday, having an amazing time. Mexico is beautiful. Cabo is great. The resort is amazing. I'm staying at Breathless, one of the best resorts in Cabo, right? Now, while it's beautiful and all that cute shit, I actually got to witness real abuse and trafficking. It's crazy. It's sick. It's weird. It's fucking scary as fuck. No, I don't have a voice because I was partying all day and night. So just in case y'all want to come at me about my voice, because I know I sound like somebody damn father right now, but it's okay. I'm going to tell y'all as clearly as I can. I'm sitting at the pool and there are these two guys and two women. One woman is younger. The other one is older. And the two guys are older as well. I don't know their nationality. I just know that they're foreign. Now, the craziest thing about this shit is you always hear about this shit. You always see this shit in movies. But I actually seen this shit like in person. And the guy's like doing all this flirting and touching on other women. And he tried to come over and touch on me and my cousin. And it's just me and my cousin here. And we don't fucking play that shit. So I'm like, keep your fucking hands off of me, period. So they slowly walked over to the other women and shit. And when you drunk, you're a little bit more frisky. When I'm drunk, I'm friendly, but I ain't motherfucking frisky. Okay. So he immediately backtracked, got the fuck away from us. Now we see the older woman doing the same shit, going to get shots for the women and feeling on them as well. And the younger girl, she was a little high off something. She was high, like she had a pill. I know what all types of highs look like. That bitch wasn't just drunk. She was on a pill or some shit. And so I guess she had got in trouble with the two men or something because she started crying and she started looking like she was sad as shit in the pool. I'm talking about head down, all that shit, when she was just partying just fine earlier. And when she got out the pool, she had walked over to their cabana. She got out the pool, walked over to the cabana, and I started looking at her legs and arms and she all bruised the fuck up, right? Now, these are old bruises, of course, but nonetheless, they're bruises. I see this shit. Now, I'm looking. The guy jumps out the pool, comes over and smacks the shit out of her. Now, he ain't cocked back and do this shit like so everybody could see, but you can tell he was trying to be a little discreet, but he still didn't give a fuck at the same time because he was drunk and high as well. But he was, you know, in control. He wanted to be able to control her. You can see it. Now, you can see the fear in her face as he was walking over to her. She already knew what the fuck was going to happen. He go jump, get back in the pool. She sit down and she ready to get up. So he point from the pool like, sit your ass down. So she sat down. Now I'm drunk as a bitch. I dance my way over to her. I'm like, you good? So she shakes her head no really quickly. And she's like, I'm fine. But she's shaking her head very quickly. No, right? Now I'm on the side of her, but she's moving me so I can be in front of her so he can't see her reactions, right? Shit is scary. So after, you know, she's telling me, yes, I'm fine, but her head is shaking. No, the guy comes up And he's like, hi, mommy, you okay? You want a drink? And all I said, no, I'm good. Do you want a drink? You want me to get you a drink? Because I already see what's going on now. So he's like, no, come back over in the pool with us. Come back over. Leave her alone. She's being a party pooper. She's pooping on the party. So I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, she's a party pooper. Nobody wants to party with her, right? Playing along. So I go jump back in the pool. Now, when we get back in the pool, I'm paying attention to her. She's burying her head in her lap. She's crying, right? I'm like, all right, shorty is fucked up right now. And I don't know what to do. I'm so fucked up by this. Now, my cousin is telling me the whole time, bitch, mind your fucking business. We are not in America. We are in Mexico. This shit probably happened all the time. You don't know what the fuck is going on. Mind your motherfucking business. And I'm trying to, y'all. I'm trying to mind my business. And listen, it's not even a thing about me being nosy. I was just very concerned. So I asked him, I said, is she okay? Because she's crying. He was like, oh, she just had too much to drink. I'm about to take her up to the room. She's just a party pooper. But what's up with you? Like, you and your friend, sexy. I said, yeah, thank you. You told us that earlier. We fine. We trying to see if she okay. So my cousin like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. I ain't trying to see if she nothing. She look good to me.
Damn.
And so my cousin get to dancing. She pulled me over there. We dancing. I'm like, all right, look, let me just mind my fucking business. Cool. He hops out the pool, go smack the shit out of shorty again. Boom. Right in her fucking face. So at this point, I'm like, all right, I get out the pool. I go dance over to security, let them know what's going on. Security already was on it because he was like, yeah, I know. I see. We're about to get him put out. So I'm like, all right, cool. They walk over to him. Like 5 security guards came over there, right? Do you know this man went in his pocket of his pants that was laying across his cabana, peeled off some money, and them niggas walked away like nothing ever happened. I seen it right before my eyes. He paid them to act like they didn't see that shit. He paid them to mind their motherfucking business. So the security guard comes over to me like, oh, they're married. We don't get in marital affairs here. They're married. They ain't no motherfucking married. First of all, he about 30 years older than her. Now, this is the thing. The older woman drugged her because she had pills and she didn't take one, but she put a pill in the girl drink. Now, the girl knew because she watched her do it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say she was on the fucking pill. They drug her, make her flirt with bitches, and lure bitches back to their suite. And they fuck these bitches. They fuck these women, yo. They literally do that because 2 women went upstairs with them. I'm not talking about the 2 women that they were with. 2 other women, 2 other drunk white bitches went upstairs with them. I'm like, what in the fuck is going on here? Now, y'all know me. I'm a mom of business to an extent. I go over to the older lady. I'm like, where did your friends go? Like, where did your friends go? Now, I know y'all like, Jess, why the fuck you all in people business? Listen, I go over to the lady. I'm like, where did your friends go, guys? I wanted to finish drinking. She was like, oh, they're upstairs. You want to go? I'm like, no, I want to be in the pool with you guys. So she was like, oh, let's get you some drinks. Let's get you some drinks. I said, okay, what is she doing? I want what she got. So she was like, oh, you want a party? I said, yeah. So she went and she got the pills. And I was like, what is it? She said, girl, it's going to take you out of here. I said, no, what is it? And she was like, oh, it's a good pill, good for you. So I said, okay, you do it with me. She was like, I already did. I said, no, you do it with me. I said, she did. I want to feel like her, but I want you to do it with me. I was doing too much for her. That bitch walked right off on me like, nah, this bitch doing too much. I already know what she about. Yeah. You wouldn't do the shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, I just did that to confirm what was already in my mind. Yeah, you drug this bitch. Y'all scout the yacht. Like, y'all really be, like, trafficking. And y'all doing this shit on the property of a resort. Like, y'all don't give a fuck. Because they know this is where all the tourists come, right?
Hold up. I know this shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This shit is crazy. So listen, I'm telling y'all this shit, not to scare y'all from traveling, but make sure when you travel with more than just one person. You got to travel in packs. Now, it's just me and my cousin. Every time we met somebody new on the resort, I noticed they asked, is it just you two? Who are you guys here with? You know what I'm saying? And I made up a whole story. I'm like, oh, we're here with a bridal party. They're in the room right now, or they're at lunch right now, or we wanted to walk off and do our own thing, but we are here with a party of 10. Fuck that. Don't ever let nobody know if it's just you and one homegirl, or if it's just you and two bitches, or if it's just you and your man, or you by yourself. Man, you bet the lie. Don't let them know, because they prey on people who travel alone. They prey on small groups. You know what I'm saying? And it's spring break right now, so it's a lot of young kids over here, kids from colleges and all that shit. And it's really fucked up because they're preying on these women and these teenagers, right? Another incident. We had a restaurant. Now, this restaurant is known in Cabo. It's called Mango Deck, right? It's not on a resort. It's actually downtown in Cabo, Mexico. About 7 minutes away from the resort. All that shit is like close in proximity. So we sitting on the higher levels, like a rooftop. Now, it's a big group. College kids having fun, partying. And it's a group of older men, like 6-7 men over there. And it was one woman. And they're whispering. They're looking at the young white group having fun. Now, it's not a lot of people up there, but it's just the big ass group of white kids. They're like 20 of them. Me and my cousin, 3 other tables of other people, and the other guys. Now, they were foreigners, too. I don't know nobody's nationality. Their accent was giving me Russia. I ain't gonna hold you. But they could have been anything. I don't know. I don't want to just put a nationality on somebody. I don't know. So they're watching them. Now, the group is big, but they're getting up 3x3 going downstairs because it's like 2 levels. They were eating upstairs, but they were breaking off into little groups. Now, like 20 minutes pass. It's like 3 of them now. One girl got her head down. She drunk as shit. You can tell. You know, this is spring break for them, so they fucked up. She sleep on the table. The guy walk over, tap her on her shoulder, and ask, was she okay? So she's like, yeah, her other friend, the other girl is in her phone, and the other friend is up dancing. Now, they all fucked up. So the guy's like, you okay? You want more drinks, or you want to go back to your room? So she goes, I'm okay. I'm just drunk right now. So he was like, what room are you staying in? So this girl told him. She said, 1205. Now, we heard the shit. So I get up, and I go tell security. I left my cousin sitting right there because they know goddamn well not to fuck with none of us now, because we was on the ass. We was looking at them, looking at us. So they already know what the fuck. Yeah, like, oh, them bitches too alert. Them black bitches, they ain't going for this shit. So I tell security. Security come upstairs. I told security, don't follow me upstairs, nigga. Wait for me to go upstairs, sit down in my seat, and then you bring your ass up there. Now, I don't know why I was Captain Save-A-Ho all weekend, but I don't care. I tried. Security come up there like 20 minutes later. Her other 2 friends had left. The girl's just there by herself now. They left her because they still drunk. She drunk sleep on the table. the security come up, ask her, is she okay? So she's like, yeah, yeah. So I guess he told her, like, we can't have you sleeping here. Like, it's not a good look. You need to go back to your room. The guy gets up and say, I'll take her. She's with me. So security look at me. I shake my head, no. But the guy didn't see security look at me. I was like, nah, like, he ain't wearing. So he pulled him off to the side. Like, no, no, no. You can tell by his hand gestures. Like, no, I know who she's with. She's with a big group. She's not with you. Da 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 da. He put his hand on the guy's back. And I didn't see him give him any money. But I know for sure, for fucking sure, he told him some bullshit. And security left, just went back downstairs. And he fucking woke that girl up and walked her downstairs. I don't know if he went, took her to her room, 1205, whatever, but he put her bag on her shoulder and walked her downstairs. And one by one, the men got up and walked. They all didn't get up together. One by one, they got up and walked downstairs. So I went downstairs and told her friend, because I didn't see them no more. I think they left the restaurant. So I told her friends, your fucking friend, I think, just has been fucking kidnapped. Y'all might want to go check on her because she told the guy y'all room number. The friend was like, we don't have a room here. We don't have a room here. We have a big villa. I said, okay, well, whatever 1205 is what she told the guy. And she was like, oh, no, no, no. That's her address. That's the villa number. I said, yeah, bitch, they just took your friend. So I don't know what they did, but I just wanted to put them on point. That's two fucking incidents I seen. It's shit is scary as shit. Just seeing how men prey on women in other countries. To see it is crazy. To hear about it is one thing. To watch it on TV is another. But to see it is sad. It's crazy. It's weird. It's fucked up. And I wish it was just something that you could do about it. I wish it was something that I could do. Like, I felt so helpless. I felt as if I let the girl down. I felt, you know, and now I know y'all motherfuckers would be like, bitch, no, you did the right thing. You didn't get too involved because I know y'all don't want me hurt. I don't want to get hurt either. But I know they prey on weak women. They prey on the weak. They would never take somebody like me unless it was like too many of them. Because, bitch, I ain't going out without a motherfucking fight. I ain't going down without a motherfucking fight. You can't just blindfold me and be like, and you know, say what you want, do what you want. You ain't ready. Just do me like that, motherfucker. No. Somebody gonna get fucked up. And it's probably gonna be me in the end, but I'm going to dig a nigga eyes out. I'm going to bite a nigga dick off. I'm going to try to rip your scrotum from your fucking...
Damn.
You crazy. And these young, weak girls, like, and the reason why I'm calling them weak, because they're drunk. They're not even in their right minds. And y'all preying on them like fucking predators. That shit is sad, yo. So like I said, I'm not trying to discourage anybody from traveling. Just travel safely. It can't be just you. You have to travel in big groups, big packs. Make sure you take at least two men with you. You can't do girl trips, yo. Like, you can't do girls trips in these fucking foreign countries, bro. Because that shit is different over here. More recently, you hear the stories about people missing, never coming back. People mysteriously popping up dead on these trips and shit. You see that shit. And it's a real fucked up thing, you know? It's so sad. So other than me coming on my goddamn period in Cabo, that was the worst that I felt on this trip. That was the most saddest that I felt on this trip. I just was so sad. Feeling like you can't help nobody is the worst feeling ever. And like I said, I know y'all want me to mind my business. Shit, I want to mind my own damn business sometimes, but it's hard. It's hard. I had to say something because me feeling like I just did nothing, and I know I seen this shit. You know, I know I did something right, even though I still feel in my heart and soul that it wasn't enough. But me telling security and then just seeing them be paid off and just basically mind your fucking business because you ain't in this shit. And them walking away, just seeing that is just, it does not sit well with me. I know it's nothing that I can do. I just thank God for my life. I thank God that's not me and that I'm not in that predicament. But we got to cover our women in prayer, like, of all races and ages and cultures and all that shit, like, because that shit is sad. So if I could leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with this. Pay attention. Be alert. Do not go off of resorts unless you have a group of people, because once you're off the fucking resort, As crazy as it may sound, you behind enemy lines because they do not fuck with Americans. I'm telling you, they only fuck with us when they want some money. And that's because we come over here and we buy all their shit up and, you know, all of that shit. They know Americans spend money, but they do not fuck with us. They do not like us at all. Our country is very much different. But compared to this shit, oh, I love some America. I love America. I ain't gonna hold you. We got a lot of bullshit with our country, but I'd be damn if I trade mine for theirs. I'm not. I am happy with America and God bless it. And just like that, we come to the end of this motherfucking episode. And I'm so sorry, but I'm very, very sad and I'm very hurt by that shit, y'all. Like, y'all don't understand. I've been thinking about that shit the whole time. I'm not gonna lie. I let that shit kind of fuck up my mindset with my trip because I'm in the middle of it. I actually seen it. So also, if you are someone who have experienced this, you need to come forward. Just come forward in any type of way that you can. Get away from that shit. If you can, just get away from it. I'm so sorry. If you can't, I'm going to keep you in my prayers. But if it's something that you can do, please get away from that shit. My beautiful, pretty young women. Ugh. Anyway, I'm sorry because I'm getting emotional. This is the end of the episode. Catch Carefully Reckless. Each and every Wednesday, hump day. Next week, I'm going to have a voice and I'm going to have a better mindset, y'all. Better, better, better day. I love you so much. Peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.